The coldest on record came in 1979, which was 26.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, eight states across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast saw the warmest winters on record, boosted in part by the El Nino weather pattern. The heat continued through February as well. Data showed average temperatures for the contiguous U.S., which excluded Hawaii, Alaska, and offshore territories, was 41.1 degrees Fahrenheit for the month, 7.2 degrees Fahrenheit above average, and the third warmest on record. So if you thought it was warm this winter, well, you were right. That's going to do it for AOA here today, brought to you by Cenex. Learn more about Cenex Premium Diesel, visit your nearest location, or go online to cenex.com. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening to AOA.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Seattle-based Boeing facing headwinds over quality control issues and now questions about an apparent suicide of a Boeing whistleblower in South Carolina emerging.
A Charleston police report obtained by ABC News says on March 9th, in a hotel parking lot along Savannah Highway, they found John Barnett's body. He was holding a silver gun in his right hand. A worker had heard a pop from Barnett's vehicle about 30 minutes before police arrived. Police are promising a thorough investigation. Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years. He had been involved in litigation against Boeing and was deposed by Boeing lawyers last week. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Today, Israeli forces confirmed dual U.S.-Israeli citizen Itay Hen, believed to be one of the hostages held in Hamas, was killed in the October 7th Hamas attacks. The president offering condolences to the family. Five Americans still believed to be captives. And Americans paid more for goods last month. Consumer prices edged up. This is ABC News. A Romanian court has ruled that social media influencer Andrew Tate and his brother will be extradited to the UK.
Accusations of sexual aggression date back around a decade. The brothers deny any wrongdoing. Lawyers representing four women say they wrote to British police to request the action over fears that Tates would flee Romania. The Crown Prosecution Service here in the UK had examined the claims, but in 2019 decided not to proceed with a criminal case. The alleged victims then turned to crowdfunding in pursuit of what would now be a civil case. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Officials in India announcing new steps to implement a 2019 citizenship law that excludes Muslims. The Citizenship Amendment Act provides a fast track for citizenship for people who fled to India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan before 2014. That law excludes Muslims who are the majority in all three nations. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs still warm in the mid-60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday. Highs upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday. Highs right around 50 degrees. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. On their final session day, state Senate Republicans got busy firing more of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees, eight in all, including UW System Regents Dana Walks and John Miller. An arrest in last weekend's death of an eight-year-old in rural Rock County, Sheriff Curtis Fell said at a Tuesday press conference that 20-year-old Davian Lathrop, a relative of the dead child, has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. The child's body was discovered last weekend in a town of Fulton home. Jurors in Brown County Court deliberated about an hour on Monday before convicting 49-year-old Richard Sotka on two charges of first-degree intentional homicide for fatally stabbing his girlfriend and her friend in February 2023. Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services has received a $7.96 million grant from the Wisconsin Public Services Commission to fund three projects across Pepin, Pierce, and St. Croix counties. The money will be used to install high-speed fiber optic services in the towns of Pleasant Valley, Frankfort, Pepin, Stockholm, Maiden Rock, the villages of Elmwood, and Pepin. Fiber construction will begin over the next several months. Work is currently being done to prepare the infrastructure to support fiber. Construction will continue through 2024 and into 2025, with home installations beginning at the end of 2024. Over the next 6 months, information will be provided to homeowners and businesses through a series of meetings and events. The city manager in Eau Claire wants the state to look into the Chippewa Valley Hospital's sooner than expected closing. HSHS yesterday said Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire will close next Friday instead of the original closing date in April. Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says she wants the state to look into the circumstances of the closure. She says she is shocked by the lack of corporate responsibility. HSHS announced that it's closing Sacred Heart as well as St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls because of costs and industry pressure. HSHS yesterday said it's closing Sacred Heart early to maintain, quote, safe and quality care, unquote. Eau Claire's Democratic state representative is running for re-election. State Representative Jody Emerson yesterday said she'll run again this fall. She's been at the State House since 2018 and won in 2022 with 65% of the vote. While Emerson will continue to represent Eau Claire, her district will change a bit. Wisconsin's new political maps shift to most districts in the state, and the new maps also make the state more friendly to Democrats. Meat manufacturer Johnsonville has recalled more than 35,000 pounds of meat after multiple reports of black rubber. The Wisconsin-based company recalled its ready-to-eat Polish kielbasa turkey sausage after at least two consumers reported the material. That, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service, the product was produced from October 30th and 31st and was shipped to retail distribution centers in several states throughout the country. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include consideration of a proposal from Oak Ridge Engineering for the 2024 dam inspection, discussion and possible action on repealing and recreating the ordinance on remote meetings, and there'll be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. A Mondovi man charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and use of a dangerous weapon in connection with a crash that killed 56-year-old Tammy Jarecki in May of 2023 has pleaded not guilty to the charges. 41-year-old Kenneth Van Meter made the plea in Eau Claire County Circuit Court yesterday. His next court date will be May 10th. Now, back in May of 2023, authorities said witnesses say that Van Meter was driving at a high rate of speed on Claremont Avenue when he hit Jarecki's vehicle, which was stopped at a stoplight on Claremont Avenue. Police say an Eau Claire man accidentally shot himself outside a downtown bar over the weekend. That happened in the early morning hours of Sunday. Police say the man was outside of the bar showing off his new gun, and he accidentally pulled the trigger. The man was hit in the arm. He is expected to survive. A house fire in Sparta caused about $20,000 in damage. Fire Chief Christopher Reese said responders received the call about the fire just before 8 p.m. on Saturday. The fire was contained to one bathroom. Reese said the homeowner closed the door to the bathroom where the fire was first seen. That probably reduced spreading the flames and rising temperatures. No injuries were reported in that blaze. Walleye are spawning early in northern Wisconsin, which means Chippewa tribal members are spearing them. Jonathan Gilbert with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says this is the earliest he can remember the spearing start. Gilbert says the tribes are taking a careful count of the number and sex of the walleyes they're harvesting and will supply that data to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR will then determine walleye bag limits for the general fishing season. The tribes are asking for room to work and be safe while members are out on the water. Wisconsin's governor made his case for more PFAS money in one of the communities hit hardest by the so-called forever chemicals. Governor Evers was in Marinette yesterday to demand that lawmakers give him $125 million to start a PFAS grant program. Republican lawmakers want to use the money to clean up drinking water across the state, but the governor says he will not sign that new law to do that. The governor says he wants to hold polluters accountable, while Republicans say the governor's targeting anyone who finds PFAS chemicals on their land or in their water. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, Getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
A lizard from Marathon County is in the running to be the next Cadbury Bunny. Apollo the Bearded Dragon was rescued by the Marathon County Humane Society back in 2022. He now lives with Michael Straub in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and is among the 32 finalists in the Cadbury Easter Bunny contest. Fans can vote on which non-bunny should get the honor this year. Straub says Apollo is just like any other pet and cuddles just like a dog or cat. You can vote for Apollo at Cadbury's Instagram page. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, the price is right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
McDowell, from Cinderella story to contender. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
It might be a misnomer at this point to consider Michael McDowell a Cinderella story. The 2021 Daytona 500 champion, who has shown more consistency in the NASCAR Cup Series of late, shared what's ahead on the competition agenda for the Front Row Motorsports team.
I feel like the next logical step for us is having more top five speed. If you have 10 or 15 weekends that you have top five speed, you're going to win a race. And winning a race, there's such an emphasis on that in our series because it gets you into the playoffs and all the things it does. So for me, it's more about having those days of top five speed than it is having top 15 speed throughout the entire year.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Imagine it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
4 Badgers receiving all Big Ten honors today as the Big Ten tournament starts tomorrow in Minneapolis. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rookie John Blackwell named to the all-freshman team. Forward A.J. Storr named all-Big Ten second team. Chucky Hepburn and Tyler Wall were named honorable mention. 5th-seeded Badgers open Big Ten tournament play at 1:30 on Thursday afternoon against the winner of Wednesday's opening round matchup between Rutgers and Maryland. Green Bay Phoenix women are headed to the NCAA tournament, winning the Horizon League championship today, 64-40 over regular season champion Cleveland State. Guard Natalie McNeil had 32 to lead all scores for Green Bay. Milwaukee Panther men will try to punch their ticket to the dance when they take on Oakland in the men's title game tonight. And one day after being released by the Packers, Aaron Jones expected to sign a one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings worth $7 million. Jones spent 7 seasons with the Packers as third all-time among the franchise's leading rushers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Five exciting championship games highlighted the girls' basketball state tournament over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
What a weekend it was for girls basketball at the Rush Center in Green Bay, which saw a 10,000 person boost in attendance this season. The fans got their money's worth, including some incredible games on Championship Saturday. In Division 1, Arrowhead outlasted Nina 69-59, as sophomore Natalie Cusso was tremendous with 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. It helped overcome a big performance by Nina's Allie Zabel, who had 35 points in the title game after a 40-piece in the semifinals. The UConn recruit was named the WBCA Ms. Basketball earlier in the week. For the third straight year, Notre Dame and Pewaukee met in the Division II championship game, but Pewaukee got the upper hand this time in a 60-52 victory, ending Notre Dame's run of 3 straight championships. Edgewood edged out Xavier to claim the Division III title 55-52. Laconia was a repeat winner in Division IV, taking down Cuba City 47-43. The Division V title game was a thriller, going to overtime, as Albany Monticello rallied from a 5-point deficit with 30 seconds left in regulation to force the extra period. There, the Space Stallions would claim the championship in the co-op's first season of existence as the 4th seed won 57-54. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Outdoor News contains a regular column called Outdoors After Dark, which offers some stargazing tips from my dad, Bob Driesline. The latest installment outlines how early spring is a great time to find Leo the Lion in the heavens. Specific tips when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. Welcome back. According to Outdoors After Dark columnist Bob Driesline, one of the best known and easiest to find constellations is Leo, which is Latin for lion. Leo includes a familiar asterism known as the sickle, which resembles a backward question mark. The sickle makes up the neck, shoulder, and front foot of the lion, which faces to the right in the sky. At the bottom of the sickle is Regulus, Leo's brightest alpha star. How do you find the constellation? Start with the two stars in the cup of the Big Dipper nearest the handle. Then draw an imaginary line from those two stars south to Regulus, the brightest star, forming the lion's front foot in Leo. The body of the lion is to the left of the sickle. You'll find Leo in the southeastern and southern sky from 9 p.m. to midnight in mid-March through April and May. Check out this cool constellation from Greek mythology this spring. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
At Target, our prices for Easter are so low, you can put all your eggs in one basket. Surprise them with Target-exclusive Favorite Day treats, like our unique chocolate bunny and a cute basket, all from just $4. Add in some fun with a six-pack of Bubbles, 50-piece sidewalk chalk, and super soft stuffed animals, all from $5. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with women's and girls' dresses for only $20 and under. Low prices on everything for Easter? Now that's Target.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Español.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs still warm in the mid-60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday. Highs upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday. Highs right around 50 degrees. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and happy Tuesday to everybody. That brought some interesting trade. As I was saying, it's been a long time since I've seen the word unchanged all the way across a grain complex, and we definitely saw that in the corn market today. We're going to take a look at the beans, CONAB numbers, and of course, the end of month pressure that we're going to see in this grain complex, not to mention the interesting happenings on the livestock side. So let's dive into the details with Darren Fessler. Darren is with Lakefront Futures. And I got to start there because this is a simple part of the conversation, is all the unchanged that happened within this corn market today.
Yeah, a lot of unchanged. It's been a while since we've actually seen that. But, you know, this market has gone up, you know, a fair bit here, 30 cents. You know, we call it a fair bit because we still have over a 2 billion carry on. But, you know, we're covering off of where funds were. Record short, and we're seeing some technical bounces here. You know, I hopefully, as we were mentioning prior, hopefully this rally can continue into month end, would provide, I think, a really excellent opportunity for either sales or hedges for new crop. But we're really looking at a structure that on the front month corn remains in this upward channel above the 20, retesting the 50-day EMA, which would be a big, big level to break. If we can get there, you're pushing 450. If you got any type type of positive basis or even basis would be a probably a good level to maybe let some more bushels go here. Keep in mind, we are 100% sold on our recs here, but still a lot of bushels on the sideline need to find homes. And I think the funds know that, and they will be looking at some point to get back short this market, I'm sure.
So you were talking earlier on your Twitter now called X page about some solid technicals that was seen within the soybean complex today.
Yeah, another, with corn, I mean, funds are still short, funds are still short beans, but yeah, this is just a simple short covering. Is the fundamentals of beans or corn market at this moment changing in a meaningful way? No, but we are seeing these nice little technical recoveries here where we're multiple days above the 20 day, and then you're starting to take out some support resistance levels. That's kind of fueling a little bit of this rally as well here. You've seen earlier today a little bit of strength in the soy oil complex. Now it's kind of a driver as well here. I mean, CONAB came out this morning, which CONAB is the equivalent to our USDA in Brazil. They lowered their production yet again, a little bit under 147 million metric tons, but still, at the end of the day, that is a monster crop. I mean, is it down from where they had previously thought it would be? Yeah, absolutely, but it's still a huge crop, and when we look at the FOB or even the CFR values to China, when we're comparing Brazil origin to U.S. origin like the Gulf, Brazil is still quite a bit cheaper than the U.S. right now. So, yes, China's back in the business for beans. That has helped our rally, but a lot of those sales or the bulk of the origin has been from Brazil. So, again, we just got to be competitive enough that maybe if Brazil has some more falters with their crop that's yet to be harvested, maybe we can get some of that business. Obviously, I think a lot of the eyes now are starting to focus towards a month-end planting intentions report. I'm questioning whether we have all these bean acres. A lot of the seed dealers I'm talking to are seeing year-over-year 2 to 4, 6% in some cases increase in corn sales. So, again, I'm looking at it from a business standpoint, too, where saying, hey, you know, this is rotation is a very beneficial thing. But if your guy's out here losing $100+ an acre planting beans, then does rotation matter at that point? Then I think that's a question some guys will be asking here, especially if the spring is really nice here and the guys can get out in the field and get some corn planted. I think there's going to be more corn acres.
Well, you know, and I've heard a lot of folks say, you know, corn is king, and it comes down to that in the end. And obviously, we won't know till those planters hit the field. But I mean, how much pressure do you think? I mean, we keep every year we talk acre wars, Darren, but it seems like this year there's a lot more discussion about it.
Yeah, I think you mentioned something. The American farmer loves planting corn, you know, and when we get down to it, if it's a good spring, I don't think we're going to slow the planters down. I think that this market still very much needs a big catalyst. I mean, we're talking a market, if we come in here at 91 or 92 million and don't have a weather issue. Now, granted, that is easy to say in March. They say we're not going to have weather. I don't know what the weather's going to do, but I'm hypothetically saying, hey, if we have good weather, we have a problem. And now the thing is, if we have some hiccups, if we have some drought, if we have a lack of rain, if we have some heat, higher prices at this moment with the lack of sales being made on even the old crop or even new, a good rally is not going to hurt people. Now, the problem is we come in here at 92 million and a 175 or a 180. We have some pretty significant issues on the balance sheet if we don't have a lot more demand. That's the concern that I'm going into in this mindset right now. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to profitability. And so we're looking at a lot of producers, and they're saying if you figure in cost of living here, even where the board price is right now, it's still pretty tight for a lot of guys out there. So this market really probably needs to get back above five here.
So I had a producer asking me earlier about ADM and everything that's happening with them right now in the ongoing investigation. He said, at what point do you think the market's going to sit back and go, huh, or is even that much of an issue with this event happening for them right now?
I don't think it's an issue for the funds. I don't think the funds are spooked here. I think this is simple short covering more than it is anything. And I think we're just waiting to see what these numbers are at the end of the month and see how the early parts of the planting year or the early stages of the growing year, start off with.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell coming just around the corner. You know, we talked about this end of month report and the pressure it's going to see. So what does that mean for you as a grower? What's planning should you be doing at this point as you look at what could happen with the fluctuations in the market trade? And of course, on the flip side, we look at what happened in our livestock complex today. Definitely saw some uptick in both the live and the feeder cattle as we wait on the cash. And then, of course, the Tyson plant announcement calling about the closure in Iowa. How much did that weigh in on our hog numbers today? More is coming up. It's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bed liner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bed liner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bed liner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bed liner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues. Darren Fessler with Lakefront Futures. So we left off when we were talking about all these reports, and obviously month-end reports are going to come out very much anticipated, and we're going to see some marketing pressure, which got me thinking, and you and I have had this conversation before, it's so crucial to have a marketing plan in place with the volatility that we've been seeing in these markets.
It really is. It's not a factor whether it goes higher. If we go to $6, a lot of our issues, our concerns, our worries, it gets taken care of on higher prices. The problem is if we have a demand structure that's anywhere like it is, and we move lower in a meaningful way, like a lot lower, let's say $4, let's say $3.80 on new crop corn, can you make it flow, cash flow down there? Or even beans. I am a little bit more friendly on beans. Again, I don't think we maybe get these acres. I think North Dakota is a major wild card. But at the end of the day, it still goes back to having a plan in place here. If we go to $14, fine, perfect. But what if we come in here at 91? What if we come in here at 85 and beans go higher and we see this huge bean-corn ratio spread that really gets really out of whack? So I think when we look at the 24 marketing year, I think you get a couple opportunities, maybe one solid rally, maybe two if we're lucky, very similar to last year where I said in March about this time, maybe it was February, you got one shot and you better reward it, you better be aggressive with it. And you got another shot in July. And so I think you're going to get these shots. And I think that we got to look at the macro picture here. A CPI came in today. I mean, everyone's thinking, okay, well, the Feds are going to cut rates two times here. But again, well, look at Iowa as well. So you not only you're looking at a issue in Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota that are awfully dry. Okay, that's the ag side of things. But then you have the financial side of things and the rates and how that impacts the dollar, which impacts our exports. So there's so many moving parts to this whole year. So that's why I think what you've seen so far is you've seen funds start to short cover, take some chips off the table, see what this weather does, see what the planting numbers look like, and then really at the end of the day, it's going to be, I think, about money flow. If you continue to see the equity markets push higher like it is, I think it's going to have a more difficult time to push funds, the money flow into the ag space for the time being without a catalyst. And I think that if I'm sitting here in middle of March, I think we have to take note of how dry central Iowa is, Minnesota, Illinois. Now, granted, some of these areas, there is, next 7 to 10 days, there are some good rain coming. Let's knock on wood. Nebraska, we need some good rain as well. So We're talking about things that potentially could happen at the end of July and August, but nothing's planted unless you're in South Texas. So, again, I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse here, but just simply having a game plan in place. If XYZ happens, this is what we need to do. Set some targets and forget about them. Adjust accordingly.
All right, let's switch gears and head over to the livestock side. Of course, news broke yesterday that Tyson's set to close down a plant outside of Des Moines, Iowa. Having said that, I mean, they do move a lot of hogs through there on a daily basis. Is that part of the reason we saw the uptick in the hog market?
I certainly do. I mean, hogs have been on a pretty decent run here. I think that added a little bit of fuel to fire here, but not just as a protein type of day. I mean, all the products were higher across the board. And this is all good to see as well. I mean, we've had some pretty strong cash prices in cattle. But again, you have some issues that are dealing with some of rural Iowa that, you know, I think that's a positive thing for the, and at least the nearby. Now, granted, we'll see if there's any sustainability to it, but again, this is something, a trend that's been higher here a little bit while here in the hog complex.
All right. What are your thoughts on this cattle market?
I think things remain stronger here as long as we remain above the 20-day EMA. And, you know, I mean, we're hedged on April here at 195 and above here. So I'm comfortable where we're at. But again, these are levels where when you look at the seasonal tendencies of cattle here, whether you're talking feeders or you're talking fats, I mean, if you don't have any hedges on, or if you're getting close to getting some of that cattle, you know, to the barn or being contracted, maybe take a look at some hedges or some downside protection here. I mean, we've had a pretty good run here, but as long as that we hold that 20-day and we're still probably going to push higher here. So again, I think the cash is driving a lot of things here, but watch for the seasonal patterns.
Can the box beef keep going?
I certainly think it can. There's a lot of positive fundamentals here in cattle, which could be a negative side for corn. I'm certainly, I don't think the cattle are necessarily there, but again, I'm still friendly cattle and nearby.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you.
They can reach me directly at 312-858-3668 or always find me on Twitter at DDF Alpha.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell. Just a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick it up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe for the free podcasts. That's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. The Securities and Exchange Commission recently released the final climate disclosure rules for investors. And while the final rule was less stringent than opponents had feared, legal challenges have already begun. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
For nearly 2 years, the Securities and Exchange Commission has been taking public comment on a new rule called the Enhancement and Standardization of Climate Disclosures for Investors. The SEC says the rule is needed because, as climate changes, some publicly traded companies will face additional risks or higher costs, and regulators believe those risks should be made known to investors. Much of the pushback over the law had centered on the requirement to disclose a company's Scope 3 emissions, which would include the greenhouse gas emissions of that primary company's supply chain. Several large agricultural organizations had opposed the initial rule because that requirement could have forced farmers to track emissions data in order to comply with new requirements from end users. The final rule, released last Wednesday, dropped the requirement that the companies report their Scope 3 emissions, a move Zippy Duval of the American Farm Bureau Federation supported, saying, quote, "Farmers are committed to preserving the natural resources they've been entrusted with, and they continue to advance climate-smart agriculture, but they cannot afford to hire compliance officers just to handle SEC reporting requirements." Under the new rule, publicly traded companies with more than $75 million in annual revenue will be required to report their Scope 1 and 2 emissions, or emissions that come directly from the company's assets. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler said the rule gives investors the power to decide what risks they want to take, and that this final rule builds on past requirements by mandating material climate risk disclosures by public companies and in public offerings. Despite the changes, the new rule has already inspired a lawsuit, with 10 Republican-led states filing a challenge to the regulation in the 11th U.S. Circuit Court in Atlanta. West Virginia's attorney general told reporters that the Biden administration is trying to act as a puppeteer, using public companies to drive its climate agenda. I'll have more after this.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
And Republicans aren't the only ones upset with the new climate disclosure rules from the SEC, as environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, have indicated they will be filing suit against the rule as well. In their case, arguing that this new rule does not go far enough. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at AdamsSuperservice.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs still warm in the mid-60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday. Highs upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday. Highs right around 50 degrees. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you would ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friend. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I did. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friend. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Ah, you still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friend. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
You gotta do to forget his name.
Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip on my favorite dress and sky-high leather boots. Check the mirror one last time and kiss the past goodbye. Truth collide.
Bring it till his memory fades away.
Hey, bartender.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Mm-hmm. becoming. It feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl I used to know? I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I? Didn't have nothing but a perfect simple kind of loving. Baby, those sure were the days.